every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, New Pacific 3 Eastern, Sunday 3 Pacific 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it is Wednesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got more wrestling tonight. We got 3 hours of AEW this evening. There is a combined Dynamite and Collision show. For contractual reasons, it's not a 3-hour Dynamite. It is 2 hours of Dynamite followed by an hour of Collision. And there's another hour of Collision this weekend, which is called Tailgate Brawl. But we've got the full lineup for the 3 hours tonight. And they got a lot of matches announced. Looks like 9 segments announced for the show tonight. So we'll tell you about that. And we can talk about Wrestle Dream as well. And then we got a lot of news, including some notes on Chris Jericho, an update on when Kota Ibushi thinks he's going to be able to return to the ring. We got a lot of news on John Cena's retirement. There's a lot going on regarding that December 13th. Got some ratings notes. How's wrestling doing? We got a new trademark by Mercedes Moné. AJ Styles talking about the end of his in-ring career and plenty more. Of course, we've also got the NXT TV report. And I guess it's better than it's been. I don't know if that's high praise, but we'll talk about that today. Filthy Tom is going to be joining us. And in the final segment of the show, Royce Isaacs is going to join us here today, talking about his upcoming match with Jon Moxley on a Defy show. We're going to talk to him about that. And also, All You Can Eat, that's not guess it's all You Can Eat pizza. Trying to win one of those, How Big a Pizza Can You Eat? Tom and I were there live when he tried. It was very exciting. 425-780-7566 is the phone number. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, Cameo. F4WOnline on Cameo. Grab one. At Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. Who's our special guest in the last segment, Tom?
None other than the Mile High Samurai, Hoyce Isaacs.
Yes.
Himself.
Yes. It's going to be very exciting. That means we got to get the news done in this first segment, and we got to get NXT done in the second segment. So let's get going. Dynamite and Collision, combined show tonight. If you have one of those weird, I don't know how everybody watches TV anymore, but it's in a lot of systems.
Apparently they don't.
It is not listed as a three-hour Dynamite, and your gimmick will not record 3 hours. You've got to set it to record Dynamite and then also Collision. They're two separate shows, even though it's one show, going for 3 hours. So we've got the Ops against La Facción for the Trios titles. We have Kenny Omega and Jurassic Express versus Josh Alexander, Hechicero, and Mark Davis. John Moxley and Darby Allin will go face-to-face. We got the Hurt Syndicate versus GOA, which I could have sworn we've seen that match like 15 times, and they're also doing it on the pay-per-view. So I guess that's one team Hurt Syndicate likes to wrestle. Claudio Castagnoli and Roderick Strong. Chris Statlander and Tony Storm will do a famous last word segment, whatever that is. Wheeler Yuta and Daniel Garcia versus Orange Cassidy and Kyle O'Reilly. Sky Blue versus Jamie Hayter, and they've added Megan Bain against Harley Cameron. That's the lineup for Dynamite and Collision today. It is the go-home show for Wrestle Dream, which we will talk about in the next couple of days. That is coming up on Saturday, I believe, at a normal time. I think it starts at 8 Eastern. Might start at 7, but I think 8. Probably starts at 1 if we add in the pre-show. So that's the update. All right.
I would prefer the earlier start time, to be fair.
I don't think you're going to get it.
Tony, if you're listening, make the switch now.
You realize some of us live on the West Coast, and I don't want to spend every single Saturday watching wrestling at 1 o'clock in the afternoon when I could be out doing something?
You'd rather spend your Saturday night watching wrestling
than
be out doing something?
I got kids. What, you think we're going to go to the club? Trust me.
What time do your kids go to sleep?
Dude, we could do stuff when the sun's out as opposed to when the sun's down. Would you shut up? Now, Chris Jericho's got his Rockin' Wrestling Rager at Sea Cruise.
Nerd.
Oh, you're going to get on his bad side like Mike did? Are you going to talk about
him? I'm talking about you.
I see. They're going to talk about how this was like the Bruise Cruise.
No.
Mike I'm never not, lived that
I
one
was
down.
I'm talking about you.
So anyway, it's November 7th to 11.
He's going to be out past 5 p.m. doing something cool, I'm sure, on the boat.
I don't think he wakes up till 5 p.m. It's November 7 to 11, 2026, Miami to the Bahamas. It's an annual tradition dating back to 2018. And Jericho and AEW have partnered together to have many of the promotion's wrestlers appear on the cruise. However, for the 2026 edition, no AEW wrestlers advertised. No mention of AEW whatsoever. It's just, that's it. Jericho, Jeff Hardy, Saraya, Great Muda, the folks from Busted Open, the former Cora Jade, Ted DiBiase, Carlito, Shotzi, Tugboat is going to be on the boat. There's going to be a boat on the boat. Vampiro, Buff Bagwell, Blue Meanie, AJ Francis, Natalia Markova, Victoria Crawford, Mo Jabari, Indy Hartwell, Lacey Lane, Casey Catanzaro, Ricky Knight Jr., Sonny Ono, Chris Van Vliet, and Gabby Laspisa. So that's who's going to be on this.
No mention of your rivals in the paranormal world, I notice.
I didn't see him listed here.
Yeah.
Who else is on there?
I don't know. Some paranormal.
Really? I don't think we're rivals.
Freaks.
There really aren't rivals in anything except wrestling, if we're being honest here.
Oh, they got busted open. They could have had us.
They could have had us. Could have had you and me. Dave and I went one year. That was a lot of fun. A lot of fun there on that boat. Kota Ibushi on social media wrote that while doctors have given him a lengthy recovery time, he thinks he can do it sooner. He says, my current condition, 1 year to fully recover, 2 years until he can step into the ring again. You think if his contract is up next month, they're going to let him go? I'd be pretty skeptical, for being honest. He says, I don't believe in that. I know I have amazing DNA that gives me the ability to heal. He used to. I don't know about right now.
He used to claim that there was like 30 hours in the day. So, of course, he's going to recover faster than the 2 years that they prescribe.
Well, if he has 30 hours in his day, then that would be like a year and a half. So, golly, that sucks, though. Then we got Booker T's Reality of Wrestling postponed an event that they originally had scheduled for December 13th. This was ROW Sub-Zero, and Booker is postponing it in honor of John Cena's final match at Saturday night's main event. They've moved the Reality of Wrestling show to December 20th. The pre-sale for the December 13th show, 50,000 people were in the queue. And, of course, they don't have nearly that many tickets. So, essentially, they probably could have run a stadium for John Cena's last match with no problem whatsoever. And it looks to be likely John Cena versus Gunther for that final match. But we'll see, because nothing has been announced. And nothing is definite until it is announced.
You know, if there's going to be these big events going on, if they're going to have the UFC on the White House lawn, why can't we get John Cena wrestling out in front of the Lincoln Memorial?
The Lincoln Memorial?
Yeah, in December. I mean, that might be a bad
why?
Idea, but whatever. So it's some cool spot.
Only if he's going to wrestle Abe Lincoln from Boom Wrestling. Then I will allow it.
Yeah, I mean, Abe Lincoln was a decorated amateur wrestler.
It's overblown if you read Carl's book.
I did read his book, but
yeah,
overblown. Get out of here.
It was. There were so many, like, he'd never been thrown, he'd never been beaten. That's all BS. He was all right, sounds like to me. Right? He was all right. Did you see what WrestleNomics put out the other day?
About what?
They wrote, I don't expect to publish quarter-hour TV ratings for the foreseeable future. Our sourcing that had provided data appears to have been asked to stop sharing it, likely as a result of pressure connected to Nielsen. Last Friday, I received an email from Nielsen in response to an earlier media inquiry. The message copied several members of Nielsen's legal and policy team. The media relations representative stated that the team had, quote, some questions about the data I've reported. Nielsen has not followed up. I have not received any threat or warning. Based on tone and timing, I suspect the email was meant merely to signal concern. So somebody doesn't want these quarters out anymore. How about that? Right at the time where wrestling ratings are just sinking.
Nielsen wants to know who's got this naked gun when it comes to the ratings.
SmackDown, 1.025 million viewers. This is with the new Big Data Plus panel. They're barely above a million on the USA Network. Did a 0.22.
Is Big Data in cahoots with Big Pharma?
Hey.
Is that what's going on?
I don't know, man.
I hear this?
I don't know. But, well, no, but Big Data was the old one. They've always been doing Big Data. The panel, I think, is what's new, right?
What is Big Data?
Or is it the other one? Anyway. Actually, no, Big Data is new.
Is Big Data the name of the company?
No, bro.
He's like Big Schmoz.
Panel is the old school. Everyone in your house has a diary, like an electronic diary, and you know, whatever.
What are you talking about?
You don't know what's going on here. Where have you been?
Not writing my diary.
You asked me a question. They had the old way of Nielsen was everyone in your house. Oh God! Now we got to go to the break. You have so many different ways to run this show off the rails, don't you? Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Big Data.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Tom, panel is the old way Nielsen did it, where you and your wife and your two kids all have some gimmick, and you log what you're watching, your age, when, for how long, the whole shebang, that all goes to Nielsen. It's a small sample size, but it's extremely specific as to what you're watching. Big data is also a deal they're using now. It's not a name of a company, but the big data is your smart TV, your Samsung smart TV, sending out a signal. Then, you know, whatever, your cable box.
I have a Roku.
Your Roku, whatever. All of these signals from all of these smart devices send all of this information to Nielsen. It's not specific at all. All we know is you had the TV on at a specific time. You might have been watching whatever. It's all very vague. And then they use the big panel or the panel to extrapolate what that big data means. They think it's more accurate. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not.
Well, thank you for the explanation, because what happened is I'm listening to shows all over the Wrestling Observer sphere, and all of a sudden Big Data does a run in one day, and it's like Big Data showed up on NXT. There's no bar at the bottom telling me what's going on.
Well, you're
There's nobody explaining
you're listening to the
what
wrong
Big
shows.
Data is what Big Data should be doing.
I literally
no,
on
need
this
to
show
know.
On this show on a day you weren't here, I spent like 20 minutes explaining all of this. I'm sorry you didn't hear that show. What do you want me to do?
I want you to
I just
explain
recap
it like you just did. Yes.
I just recapped.
Thank you for doing exactly what I wanted you to do.
So Big Data and Panel has killed Collision as well. They were down at 286,000 viewers and a .06, which actually is up because the previous week was so horrific. And Raw, I don't know what Raw means. That's another story entirely. That's really Big Data. And we got one other thing, Mercedes Moné. Remember on the board, people were arguing that it had nothing to do with Ultimo Dragon. It was just, you know, whatever. Well, she's trademarked the term Ultimo Moné. So I will be eagerly awaiting my apology for that one. Thank you. Should we talk about the good or the bad of NXT?
What was the good?
Well, can we talk about the bad? Have you ever talked about what a horrific, absolutely horrific GM Ava is? Have you ever talked about this before?
Yes.
Okay. So let me explain what happened, everybody, just so you can fully understand this, all right? They advertised a match at Bound for Glory. Javon Evans versus Leon Slater for Slater's X Division title, okay? They have a great match. They go to a 20-minute time limit draw. Santino comes out and he says, "You fans deserve better. Let's go 5 more minutes." They go 90 seconds, and who should run in but everybody's favorite team, Dark State. And the fans chant BS, and they're furious, and it's absolutely horrific, and both these guys get beat up, and they get screwed, the whole shebang, okay? So, on NXT the following Tuesday, Leon Slater and Javon are both on the show, and Ava and Santino are in the room with Leon Slater and Javon Evans. Now, Tom, if you were the GM of TNA or NXT, having seen what happened to the pay-per-view, what might you do?
Well, there's a few things you could do. You could have a tag team match with Javon Evans and Leon Slater taking on Dark State so they can get some revenge. Or You could do what the fans wanted, which is if I were promoting a show and the crowd's going absolutely bonkers crazy for this matchup that's taken place, and then it has a screw job finish, I would probably put those two gentlemen back in the ring together.
Oh, really?
And have them face off again for the X Division title, perhaps, on another big stage. But, hey.
Well, what Ava came up with Santino in the room with her, was Leon Slater defending the X Division title against Stax.
No, Brian, that's not what happened. Ava didn't come up with that matchup. Santino did.
Whoever did. She okayed it.
And then she goes, "You're making an X Division title match here on my show? All right."
Yeah, she okayed it, dude.
But Leon, she didn't even, Leon it wasn't even Slater, her idea.
Of course, because she has no ideas. Everyone else has to do all the work, and then she's like, "Yeah, let's do it." But brother, Stax, yes, Stax of Stax and Two Dimes fame, Stax is now facing Leon Slater for the X Division title. We haven't even seen him, aside from, like, you know, cuddling up to Santino's daughter. We haven't seen him in the ring in months. He's getting an X Division title shot against Leon Slater, and Javon's just like, he's I'll keep an eye on it. I was like, that is your follow-up. That is your follow-up to what you did on the show. Someone else, some rando, is now facing Leon Slater, and Javon's got nothing to do? I was like, of course that's a follow-up. Of course it is.
Javon's going to have his eyes on it, he said.
Yeah. God. That was stupid. Do you hear me? Flat out stupid. What else do we have on the show? The show actually was a little bit better.
We had El Hijo del Dr. Wagner Jr., which is the son of Dr. Wagner Jr.
Yeah, you made fun of Lexus King yesterday, but
hey,
you know what?
No, you know what? Don't even start, because at the end of this match, in my notes, which was Dr. Wagner Jr. defeating Lexus King with a Michinoku driver, throughout the entire match, Lexus King was the better of the two men in this ring. He outperformed El Hijo del Dr. Wagner Jr. on every account, I believe. A great showing by Lexus King.
Yeah, this was not a...
He did.
It
he
was not a
over.
Phoenix match. It was not like a Mortos match. It was just more like a half Lucha, half NXT, but it was a solid, perfectly fine professional wrestling match.
Yeah. There was a number one contenders match, I think, for the tag team titles with Hank and Tank, The Culling, and Chase U, which I enjoyed even though it was short. It was just
yeah, I guess
it
wasn't
moves.
In that number one contenders match. Javon Evans and Leon Slater. They got bigger fish to fry, like yeah. Stax.
That match was kind of all over the place, but I enjoyed it. And then OTM ran in and put an end to the match. And
way to go getting that number one contender.
And there was a lot of movement in the women's division. We had the main event was a 20-person battle royal to become the number one contender.
Before you continue, I got to make a correction because I am a fair man. So in my report on the show for this women's battle royal, JC was on the show. She was all over the show. And so I concluded in my report that she's fine. But it was brought to my attention this morning that this was a taped show before she got hurt. So we actually still don't have any idea the status of JC Jane. Yeah.
And, I mean, this match came down to Kendall Gray, who had actually eliminated both of the Inspiration, who at one point eliminated Ren Sinclair. Did you see this? Ren Sinclair just fell off the post.
So there's a spot where she's on the apron, and I think it was the Inspiration was trying to get her.
Yeah.
And so she tried
cat
to
and mouse.
She tried to escape by running across the apron, grabbing the pole and spinning around the pole to the other apron. But as she's spinning, she slipped and fell down. And I think it was an accidental elimination. She was either like really good at this or it was an accident.
Oh, she was smiling.
Because she did
time.
Laugh when she landed on the ground. So I think she screwed up. And dude, this match was better than I expected, but it was so, like, the booking was horrific. Like, all they did from the beginning it started was like, let's get all the people that everyone likes and let's eliminate them quickly. So, like, the people are going crazy for Jada Parker, so they make sure they get rid of her real quick. And then
they gorilla press Lash Legend to the floor.
And then there's a spot where Zarya, she's on the top rope, and Sol gets attacked outside. Sol had given her spot in this battle royal. And Zarya, to go make the save, like, how hard is it to not go over the top rope? She goes over the top rope. Yeah, she fought to get over the top rope.
Zarya, who earlier in a match against Blake Monroe had been jabbed in the throat with a hairpin and then cleared to wrestle in this match.
She looked so stupid. She looked like the biggest idiot for jumping over the top rope to save her friend. Got herself eliminated. The fans were like booing because she's so stupid. Booker's burying her. And then Lola Vice gets over. They toss her. And then the best woman, I think, in this entire battle royal was Kendall. Kendall Gray. Freaking awesome. I was like, I know they're not going to do it because, like, they're incompetent, but she should win this thing and, like, strap the rocket to her.
Yeah, I thought for a second they were going to, but.
Nah, they tossed her. And then I swear to God, this is the finish. After all of this stupidity. So Izzy and Jordan and Tatum are the last three in the ring. And Izzy clotheslines Jordan over the top rope. But for reasons unknown, she goes with her. So she eliminates Jordan and herself. So Tatum wins without having done anything. Like, oh my God. Oh my God. Let's talk to Hoist. Back in a moment. Zero Live.
As a fan, you know all the important sports cliches. And when you save money by bundling your home and auto with Progressive, you can get out there and give it 110%, even though that's mathematically impossible. And remember, failure is not an option. Well, it's always an option, just not a good one. But you're not worried because you've got ice in your veins. You're on fire. How can both of those things be true at the same time? Well, that's between you and your doctor. So get out there and leave it all on the field. Leave what? Who cares? Just leave it and save with a bundle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Man, what a plug for After Dark there. Holy smokes, that guy was good. Hey, we're back here on the show, Wrestling Observer Live. Very happy today to be joined by Royce Isaacs here on the show. As we sometimes like to refer to him, Royce Isaacs. How you doing today?
I'm excellent. It's good to be back. You know, last time I was on, I was... You were not here, but I was choking out Tom and tying him up at his place. But here I am. I'm back. I'm not assaulting any member of the show. I feel great. Thanks for having me on.
Are you technically still a member of Team Filthy?
You know what? Not only am I still a member of Team Filthy, but Team Filthy is reformed. Tom might not be able to wrestle currently, and we may not have anything on the books, but this is an exclusive bomb drop that as of this moment, Team Filthy is back on.
Wow. Were you aware of that, Tom?
No, I wasn't, but hey. like Roy said, last time he was here, he choked me out, so what am I going to say to that?
Yeah, golly.
Although, the last time you were on this show, that may be what happened. The last time we heard from you, I believe you were the one choking on a giant piece of pizza.
Yeah,
as you failed the pizza guy challenge. It actually put that place out of business.
That's true. That place is out of business because Royce tried to eat. How many pounds was it? It's like 5 pounds.
Yeah, 5 pounds or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was funny because like they showed a picture of it on the Instagram page, and the pizza they brought you was significantly larger than the picture on the Instagram page. I think they saw you walk in and they were like, give that guy the 9-pounder. That was a big freaking piece of pizza, dude. But you almost did it.
Yeah. I was, you know what? I'm an idiot for this. Tom told me it was stupid. I don't want to make excuses. I play like a champion. I lost. I was not a champion. But Tom told me not to do this. I had a big breakfast from Cracker Barrel. Like it was very stupid. Like, I don't know why. In retrospect, like, now it's like, yeah, obviously if you're going to do an eating challenge, maybe don't, like, I don't know. I had, like, 3 hours in between or something like that. Like, I went for a little jog to get my metabolism up, but it was really dumb. Like, it was very dumb. But I was close, but I didn't win. But now they're vanquished. I didn't vanquish them, but...
That's right. You got the last laugh.
I do have really, the last time. But I do actually, I need to compete in some other food challenge to redeem myself. Like, I do need a win, and like a worthy win, not like a little weak, you know, whatever. Like, I need to do another challenge and really do it right.
Tom and I are always looking. Remember, Tom, what was that? What was another way? There was another thing that they were going to do, and you were like looking around. There were some other eating challenges in the area.
There's quite a few that yes. I'm aware of. I mean, to me, what it shows that Royce is ready to tackle virtually any challenge at any time, much like he has a big challenge coming up, I believe, next weekend.
Yeah.
In Seattle against John Moxley.
Royce, tell us about that Portland,
match.
Isn't it? It's Portland, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you screwed up.
Well, I'm not on the card, so.
Tell us about this match with Moxley. You excited for this?
Yeah, you know, this is, you know, Defy's a big promotion, and this is obviously a really big-time matchup, so when they reached out to me, it was like, yeah, absolutely, I'm in. I'm a former Defy Tag Champion, but I have not been there in the last couple years, so it's really nice to make my return, but especially, you know, Moxley's one of the biggest matchups you could possibly get, you know, in all of wrestling if you're out here. So it's been really cool to get an opportunity like that. People that I haven't talked to in, you know, 20 years from high school and whatever else are like, oh, wow, John Moxley, that's crazy. So it's like obviously something that, you know, he's a guy that he's a one of the few like real legitimate just like stars, as in people know him in wrestling. And you know, getting the call to wrestle someone of that stature is a really cool thing. But now I got to go out there and you know, put a whooping on him.
Have you ever been in the ring with him before?
Yeah, I years ago on AEW Dark, it was myself and Danny Limelight versus him and Eddie Kingston in a Dark Elevation tag match. And then maybe like 2.5 or so years ago, we had a 12-man tag match, which technically we were both in the same match. I don't think we ever came close to touching each other, because it was literally me, Tom, and Jarrell in our nun costumes, and there was 12 people in it, so all kinds of stuff are happening. And I don't think we even came close to touching, but we actually did train a decent amount during the towards the end of the pandemic. Me, him, and Alex Coughlin were training, and sometimes Davey Smith Jr. as well were training with Barnett whenever he was in town and whatnot. So I've rolled with him actually on the Mets a decent amount.
He's a unique cat.
Yeah, he's a wrestler. He's a weirdo like all of us, but like turned up to 11 almost.
Yes. So that's October 24th. It is at the Wonder Ballroom in Portland, Oregon. And that same night at the same time, I'm supposed to do the jiu-jitsu schools having their whatever, when you give guys awards or whatever, their promotional night.
Yes.
So I'm supposed to be there for that, but I'm going to try and find a way to get out of it, which is probably unprofessional. Yeah. But I really want to see this match. This sounds awesome.
Oh, my man, I appreciate that. And I'm, you know what, like what better promotion for these kids? You know, like you can get a stripe on your belt, but like, how cool is it that, you know, your sensei is getting to see a really awesome pro wrestler?
Yeah.
I think it's more of, that's the real reward.
That is a real reward. I might come back with something new after watching that match.
You might come back covered in blood.
I probably will, actually. So yeah. You know, I wanted to ask you this question. I've never asked you this before, I don't think. But so your real name is not Royce Isaacs, okay? But Isaac is part of your actual name, so you had to choose the Royce. What was that from, Hoist Gracie, or where did that come from? Where did the name come from?
You know, legitimately, it actually came from Royce Alger, who was a national champion wrestler for Iowa,
and a UFC veteran.
I did, and UFC veteran Royce Alger. I just thought it was a cool. I wanted to have the Isaac in there for the last part, and I thought Royce Isaacs just had a ring to it. And I did think, I also thought Hoist Gracie was cool. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's cool that ties in. But 100%, I was combining various Iowa national champions with my first name with an S on it and trying to find what works. And Royce Isaacs was the one that I thought had the best ring to it. And there it was.
Only problem is all of us that grew up with UFC, we always call you Hoist Isaacs. It's hard to stop.
I take it as a term of endearment. I do like it when I get called Hoist Isaacs, which like my jiu-jitsu friends will call me Hoist, even though they don't, like, as soon as they figure out about my wrestling, they get really into it, they want to know everything about it, and then they see, you know, my handle and my name or whatever, and then they start calling me Hoist instead of Isaac.
So how much shoot training do you have? When did you start this?
Well, I wrestled in college, Division III at Cornell College, out in Mount Vernon, Iowa. So I have a good wrestling background from that. I trained really sporadically for like, I don't know, 10 plus years following college. Like every once in a while I'd go to a practice or I'd get a roll in or whatever, but like I wouldn't consider it like having like solidly training for a long period of time. And then during the pandemic, because we were kind of all stuck inside and doing not much, I had made this connection with Josh Barnett, who I had met at one of the Suburban Fight versus GCW shows. We had met and he found out about my background and was like, hey, you know, if you want to put some blood, sweat, and tears in, like come train with me sometime. And so I started training at California MMA, probably sometime in 2020 when things started to kind of first calm down and things were barely opening up. Like, I think I had to take like a COVID test every time I would, like, before and after training or something crazy like that. Crazy at the time, but crazy, you know, now looking back on it and whatnot, and how different things were. But so I started training really consistently there for a couple years, and then I started at Hyastan MMA here in North Hollywood, right by me. I guess it will be 3 years ago as of in January, so in a couple months. But I just got my brown belt under Gokor Chivichin a couple months ago, actually. So
wow.
I would say I have like a lot of experience, but also not a lot of experience in a lot of weird ways, like where it's like, oh, you have been training forever, and then you kind of have it at the same time and whatnot. But I've been super blessed to have guys like Josh and Gokor, who are like two of the best technicians and know some of the most different variations and techniques, and put a real emphasis on certain holds and stuff that I really like. So I've been very blessed by that.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty regular thing in jiu-jitsu to have guys like that, because we had a guy show up for a trial class a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, hey, you know, have you ever done this before? He goes, yeah, a long time. I said, how long? He goes, 2004. I was like, oh, my God. So, you know, he's you know, really good. And then, you know, the next class, this guy shows up in a purple belt. I'm like, who's this guy? And it turns out it's the same guy. It's like, you've been doing this since 2004 and you're a purple belt? And he's like, well, you know, it's the exact same story you told. I trained here, trained there, and then did some cage fighting, and then blah, blah, blah. So I think that's pretty par for the course, that long journey. So how did you get into pro wrestling?
You know, I loved wrestling as a kid. I watched it with my dad. Like, I always had that kind of connection. And then after college, I was doing all these sales jobs and personal training and whatnot. I was like actually really successful at that. Like, I would made way more money and all that kind of stuff than in wrestling. Honestly, like I was doing great, but I was very unfulfilled. And there was always this part of me that like missed competing and missed. There was always something that also was just like, I think I'd be good at wrestling because I'm a good athlete, but I'm also, I always felt like I had a connection with that kind of showman aspect of pro wrestling and whatnot. And there was one night, I just like, I've never had this happen before or since, but I just got this like really weird, like I was trying to lay down to go sleep and I got this weird like voice in my head that just, it was like my own internal monologue, but it was just like, hey, like, if you died right now, would you be happy? Would you be proud? And like, it started going louder and louder and it wouldn't stop. I had a panic attack and I had to call one of my friends and like calm myself down, but I was having like a full on panic attack, was freaking out, like didn't know what to do. And I just realized I didn't have anything in life that like fulfilled me, that really made me happy. And so I was like, I need to get involved in pro. I knew pro wrestling was a thing that I wanted to at least try, and maybe that was going to be my thing. So I was looking around Denver. I was living in Denver at the time. I was looking around Denver trying to find a wrestling school, and none of the schools had good social media or anything at the time. And so I was almost about to like move to try to find a school somewhere else. And then my friend Gabriel shows up at my house one day, or my apartment, excuse me, and he goes, "Hey man, what are you doing tonight?" And I go, "I don't know, man." He goes, "You're coming to Lucha Libre and Laughs with me." And I went to the show. It was a honestly terrible wrestling show, but it was a really fun event. And I went and I talked to the promoter, Nick Gossert, after the show, and I said, "I want to be a wrestler. How do I get involved?" And he pointed me to this guy, Lonnie Valdez, who is my trainer, training out of the Butcher Shop, which is still running in Denver. I don't think Lonnie still trains people, but I started training literally the like 2 days after was the first practice. But I was like, I went from like, okay, I want to try this and maybe I'll have like a fun hobby that I can kind of distract myself with and enjoy life and feel fulfilled. So at the end of my first practice.
Well, hold on. Hold that thought right there. We got to run to a break. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
There's nothing that I won't try, but a everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654. Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom and Royce Isaacs joining us here today. Got a huge match coming up next weekend. And Royce, tell us all about it.
Yes, sir. Next weekend in Portland, Oregon, Royce Isaacs versus John Moxley. I'm going to bring the fire and thunder to him and come home with a big W. Other than that, just plug it.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Oh, no.
The
hey, you know
irony.
What? You can find Royce Isaacs on Twitter at Royce Isaacs, where I'm sure he's talking about all of his upcoming matches, his match against Jon Moxley next weekend. He will be appearing at Relentless Pro Wrestling next month on November 22nd as well. And I'm sure a full schedule in between.
An incredible save there, Tom. Now you're going to have to go throw water on this situation. Hey, listen, we'll get him after the show here. We'll say hi after the show. But make sure you check it out. There's a lot of big matches on that Defy show. It's Defy Wraith. Wonder Ballroom, October 24th, 7 p.m., Portland, Oregon, DefyWrestling.com. For all of the matches scheduled for the show. And Tom and I are going to be back. I don't know when we'll be back, but we'll be back at some point. Lance is on the next couple of days. Tom's welcome anytime. But that's it. We'll be back later on tonight, Wrestling Observer Radio. Check out everything on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. We'll talk to you next time. After Dark Radio, in an hour, Sports Byline Radio Network.
Royce.